Yeah, you know what it is.
You already know what time, motherfuckers. We up in here.
What's up, y'all?
It's the Boom Bap Power, baby. And we got somebody real, real, real special up in here. You already know.
Super special guest.
Super.
A legend in the game.
Absolutely.
Classic. You already know what time it is.
If you ever watch Martin, you know what it is.
What's
you already know.
Wall,
see it.
You see it every day.
Every
shit,
episode.
Hell yeah. I'm here, goddamn.
You here?
I'm here. Oh, shit, y'all got me fired up. When I tell you, this man right here, lyrics is off the meter, out the universe. Y'all give it up one time for Cool Kim.
Yes,
sir. NYR, baby. Let's go, man.
What's up, y'all? It's your friendly neighborhood fly guy, Cool Kim, a.k.a. NYR, the ideal. Cool Kim, the MC, is here, y'all. And I'm real honored to be here with you brothers and sisters on the Boom Bap Hour, man. It's a long time coming. So, yeah, I've been watching y'all do your thing. And, you know, low-key been like, yo, when these niggas gonna invite me, yo?
We had to get it right.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to come up. I ain't working hard enough. I got to work hard.
Nah, you was working. You was doing your thing.
You were already.
He said not working hard enough. You was already doing your thing.
The work has already been put in.
I appreciate you, man.
I'm just happy to have you up in here, man.
Thanks, man.
Let me ask you a question. So, NY Oil, is that an acronym?
Yeah.
Does it stand for something?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. You know, there was a point in my life where when the internet first really started popping off back in the right after the CompuServe days and right in the AOL Black Voices. Right before Black Planet, y'all remember Black Planet?
Oh,
definitely. You gotta be old school. Remember Black Planet?
Did you just say CompuServe?
Oh, like,
I go first. Facebook way.
Black Planet was Pussy Planet.
Pussy Planet, right?
But Black Planet had had nothing on Black Voices.
2000.
Okay.
Black Voices was the shit, and so they had like two. Chat was the first thing that was like take off shit.
Word.
But the message boards was hot too.
The forms, right?
Yeah.
The forms.
I love the forms.
So the forms on Black Voices, there was two. There was Mahogany Love, and then there was this other one. And I was the Don on Mahogany Love.
Okay.
And I used to be in there like, yeah, you know what? You know, that was how it was in them days. And I used to be on this shit called, I used to go by New York's Original International Lover.
Okay.
Got you.
Oh,
okay, got you.
So I used to put it all in capital letters, and people couldn't stand me at first. But, you know, I just kept it 100 with people. Like, you know, I would just be straightforward. And it's nothing like just, you know, honest candor cuts through a lot of bullshit with people.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and it also causes problems, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I just keep it a deck. And, you know, I grew to be a huge personality on that. And it was kind of a lot of swinging, this and that, wilding out, woo-wah, wham. And, you know, you had that little experience in your life. You know, you do the little dance and love is love to all the people that we was rocking out. But when I became NY Oil, I had moved to New York. You know, I moved back to New York. At the time, I was living in D.C. Metro. You understand? I'm in Temple Hills, Maryland. All
right.
And so I had moved back. I started being NYO in New York, and then I had moved to Maryland, and, then I came back to New York, and I was rocking with, you know, boy that I used to rhyme with. And then he was like, yo, he was trying to establish himself as Phantom of the Beach. And I was like, all right, you know, he said, you should, you know, go under a different name, because he was trying to step away from the UMC thing because he felt like it was tainted, you know what I'm saying? And because, some of the things that happened to us, we had good reason to believe that we don't even good reason to believe we were blackballed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what was the thing with that? Like,
I'll segue into that in a moment. All right. Let me just real quick.
Right.
So he was like, that's, so I was like, yo, I'll go buy NY Oil, because they was calling me NY Oil for short after time. So, you know what I mean? So, you know, so I was like, yo, I'm going to use NY Oil. Ain't no point in using all this New York's Original International Lover. Like, I'm not going to do all that.
I like the NY Oil.
So I went with that name. And I thought it was just off the beaten path.
Facts.
No one ever heard of no name like that. So I was like, yo, I'm going to just do that.
I was thinking when you said NY Oil, like New York, like oil.
The oil company.
Well, that's how I bounced and flipped it.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, black oil. Because, Because I was like, yo, the petroleum emperor.
Emperor, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Word, that right. was the whole thing. New York oil. You know what I'm saying? New York is the empire state. Hey, yeah. Oil is petroleum. You know, I also be like, yo, I'm digging for black gold. Like, that would be my whole spiel right. when I would do interviews as NY Oil. That's you know what I mean? So, you know, I felt like at the time, like, when I became NY Oil, right, I had just gone from this, like, I was, you know, smoking mad weed at the time. Boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? And I had chilled at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At that point. You know what I'm saying? But nah, I chilled. You know what I'm saying? You know how if you detox from weed, people say it's not addictive, but you know, we smoking in cigars and stuff like that with nicotine, boozy, boozy.
No doubt.
It have, it, you know, and we have some properties like that because the state of being is addictive. It's, you know what I'm saying? State. We like the state of being. Like, yo, I'm chilling. It feels good.
Yeah.
So when you stop, you find yourself, you irritable.
Uh-huh.
So.
That's true.
I had stopped and I was, yo, I spent like a week. In a pair like sweatpants,
right?
Hoodie.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even change. Like, I just was in this shit, like, just like trying to just sweat it out and stuff like that. And my community had changed drastically, and I was frustrated because the 8 time, you know, I lived on the 7th floor of my buildings. I had moved back to my hometown. Yo, this is outside all day. Yo, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, I'd come downstairs. Like, yo, shut the fuck up. Nigga, damn. It's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, nigga. Shut up, dog.
You already know, but you hold, though.
Nigga, like, yo.
That's how it is.
You hold, you already know how it is up there.
Come on, son. Like, you know, and I'd be like, yo, come on, y'all niggas know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas know I'm not no square nigga. But come on, man. Come on, my man. Like, come on. Y'all acting out. Y'all wilding out. So, you know, I was getting irritable. And around that same time, I had listened to, a couple of things that happened. But this is around the same time that Katrina happened. And Prince Nasheed was building.
Like 06, right?
Oh, yeah, 05, 06.
No, 06. 06. Okay. 06. So, this Katrina that happened, we sat on it for, it was existed for a while. And then Prince Nasheed, who is the dude that does, he used to have this thing called Mac Lessons.
Okay.
I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about because he also does those. Like now he's Nasheed. Like he just.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like Caramel Colored Brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pimp. He was a former pimp though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But now he rebranded himself as like just pro black.
Right.
You know, boom, boom, boom. All love.
Right.
But he had a Mac Lessons that he was, because I used to listen to him, so I used to get a kick out of him, you know what I'm saying? And he was catching a bill, and his bill was, like, he was like, yo, you know, you took my Flavor of Love. And it was an episode of Flavor of Love where one of the young black women took a shit on herself on the stairway.
She did.
Like,
I remember that.
Yeah. That was nasty. And you don't like, remember that. That's classic. That was classic.
Yeah, and he was straight just shit on himself. He talking about the coonery of it all. And I was like, you know, and he was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? As you see, and you see when he said, yo, you letting, you know, this is Flavor Flav for fucking Public Enemy. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are the motherfuckers that was leading the charge. You know,
Public Enemy.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, yo, but you got a young black woman hype shitting man. Herself on a staircase in on TV, and they airing it. And he said, and you wonder why niggas floated on it for a week on the streets of New Orleans.
Oh.
And I was like, wow. And so if you hear the first song that I came out with, NY Oil, which is the classic, cult classic, Y'all Should All Get Lynched, I have a line in there. Niggas floated for a week on New Orleans streets, and only Kanye West wasn't scared to speak.
I was just about to get on that, because that's with DJ Slice,
yes,
right?
My dude, DJ
Slice. And not only that, you had it on MySpace, and then that's what the MySpace days, and also they put it on YouTube. And
I put it on YouTube.
And they took it down.
Fun fact, it was the first, that shit went, it was me and Soulja Boy.
Uh-huh.
Was the two first YouTube viral people.
Uh-huh. Music. Yeah, because it went viral.
That shit went viral. It had reached like 2 million views.
It was one
of the first to do that.
Take that down.
And they took that shit down, right?
But why took it down?
Because, man, like, you know, and this is probably going to be an on-running theme in our build today.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nothing, listen, man, right now, I'm 51 years old. I'm running up and down the amphitheater steps trying to get in shape.
Right.
I do all this shit. I come home, take off my shirt. I still look like a motherfucking Pillsbury doughboy. I'm like, what the fuck, right? Why is this shit not falling off? I've been busting my ass for 2-3 months trying to get in shape. all that good shit hard to hold on to. All that good shit is so much obstacles to it, right? Anything fucked up, niggas is just roll that shit out on the red carpet for you. Like, yo, here's some fucked up shit for you, my nigga. Like, try this shit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Or, yo, this shit ain't no good for you. I put this shit in front of you. Like, for example, the algorithm on social media, the way this works is that it's designed on one of the design features are the things that you engage in, they're going to show you more of it, right? So you'll find a lot about yourself by the shit that pop up on your social feed, especially on Facebook, right?
The advertising specifically.
You know what I'm saying? Well, no, not even that. No, that's what's illy. Like, the advertising, yeah, because you could talk about some shit in the house. Like, yo, I had a taste for some peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly. Like, oh, shit, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was talking about some shit.
How did that shit pop up?
Right.
What kind of shit is that?
So that's how Game Tight they got it. But you got to think about just the shit that you like, share, comment on, right?
Mm-hmm. Facts. Mm-hmm.
So what Facebook figured out, and it was in the when they had the Senate hearings about it.
Okay.
It was brought to light that what they understood was that by nature, people engage with shit that aggravate them and make them angry more than shit that's good for them and they like.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So what they would do is that they pump bullshit to you. So that's what, and then what do we naturally do?
Yeah.
Instead of like, if you see some shit that, yo, Bizzo drop an ill mix, right? Or that shit ill, that shit was fire.
Right.
I'm not sharing it telling niggas that it's fire.
Right.
But if I see Ice JJ Fish talking about, I'm in love with you.
And it's terrible.
I'm sure, yo, just look at this bullshit right here.
Right.
But unbeknownst to us, we making boy viral. He's getting bread.
Bizzle
not getting no burn for this ill ass fucking
mix. Right, exactly.
And that, you know, people be thinking like there's not, because it's big to believe, like you might kind of believe that there's a conspiracy against us, right?
Right.
You could watch the news and see something ain't right, even if you were an ignorant dude. You feel me?
Right.
But, and by ignorant, meaning you just don't know.
Right.
But,
dumb, deaf,
it's still hard, right, you know what I'm saying? But it's still hard to really wrap your mind around the notion that if I say to you, yo, fam, niggas was going out of their way to get at me for what I was doing as NYO, because I was giving people right knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
All this woke shit the niggas is talking about.
You was billing already.
I was the person.
You was.
I am the woke movement. Like it
you
is start, me.
Right. You had a conference and stuff, right?
Yeah, I was doing all kind of shit.
Yeah.
Right.
I am that guy.
Right.
Like, and I'm not saying that like how you know old time nigga. No, I'm the nigga. I was the first nigga to wear chains like this. Like, nah, nigga. I'm just saying like that's actually what happened. And the first dude through the door is the first one getting shot.
Mm.
Kicking the door, waving the 4-4. You coming in the door for niggas full
you're
of
catching
niggas.
All the arrows.
Niggas walk through the door.
Every shot.
It's okay for everybody to come behind you because you caught everything.
Yeah, right, I caught it all. Right, now these niggas to ease in. The door's already broke
open. Exactly.
Right,
so
easy.
Mad niggas eased in after.
Big
but,
facts.
You know.
Makes sense.
Everybody tried to wear my shoes, but a lot of these niggas couldn't. That's why it kind of rolls a little bit, then it tape it right off because they wasn't built like that. You know what I'm saying? And NY Oil wasn't just talking outrageous shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was making good songs. I was making good music. I was dropping a bill on people. And when I would have interviews, yo, I remember when I first did my first interview with NY Oil, yo, niggas swore I was going to be a lunatic. Swore I was going to be a lunatic. And it was like, yo, oh, this nigga's crazy.
Yeah.
Right? The interview was supposed to be like, they thought I was going to be like some sideshow shit.
Uh-huh.
Had me a thing for 5 minutes, right?
Right.
30 minutes later, I'm still on their show. Niggas ain't even playing no music. They got so caught up because I broke shit down to them so real.
Word.
Because they thought I was going to say something outrageous because I made a song called Y'all So Organ Lynch talking about black people. Well, how you going to stand on that? I'm like, yo, fam. what's the punishment for treason? Death.
Death.
All right. So years ago, You punished treason years ago when it was like a thing like that. You got hung.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are these motherfuckers out here that's race traitors? What we talking about? Niggas is straight race traitors. Pussy ass niggas, to be blunt. And niggas be thinking they tough because they took all this low level shit. But like, yo, you soft, my man. You talking about you soft. You couldn't make it on no level. You wasn't built for none of this life that's real out here. You resorted to the lowest common denominator in all shit. You know what I'm saying? But you promoting it in front of people like that shit hard body. You a sucker.
Scum of the earth.
You wasn't even man enough to handle your handle in this world. Take care of your woman. Raise your kids. Like, that's the basic level for a man.
Facts.
Mm. You can't do that. What the fuck is you, dogs?
Facts.
Mm. You can't talk to me. You can't even have no conversation with me, my man. I'm looking down my nose at you, son. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you hold on the streets. You that's pussy. Right. Because if the cops come through, you scattering.
Yeah.
Yo, my man's, a matter of fact, I ain't gonna speak on it because I ain't gonna speak on boy's name because so you might know this person. But in fact, one of my people just telling me how years ago he worked in a situation and circumstance where for whatever reason the cops had him with him, and as he was going to do what he had to do with them, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, part of his job required him to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
While he driving around to go do whatever he had to do, they would be like going by certain spots and being like, hey, that house right there, is the person that lived there, are they strong or they weak? And what they meant by strong or weak was they strong to them was a motherfucker that had a family, a job, paid his bills. That was strong to them.
Okay.
Weak was a nigga that did any kind of drug shit, gangster shit. Okay. Any of that, he was weak. Because I mean, they could take all what it was, go take his shit. A nigga weak.
Yeah.
That's right.
So here you are thinking that you sucking hard body shit, but you pussy. Where it really counts. You can't even control. Niggas is killing himself over a block that got slave master names on them.
It doesn't make any sense.
You don't even own it. You don't even own it.
You kill somebody over your slave master's fucking last name.
Ridiculous.
It's mad lame, yo. It's fucking lame. But, you know, cats ain't really trying to hear that because they so caught up in the bullshit of it that they actually, like, we living in a time where soft is strong. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they done flip everything. If you think about everything, all, like, the bullied are the bullies now.
Okay.
So, but it started with...
Wow.
They mastered it with black people by making the lowest of thing. The low shit celebrated. Probably. We celebrate all low shit. Everything that black people be about
very
is
low
big
vibration.
Enough low shit.
Very low vibration.
When the nigga come home from jail, it's a fucking party. Like, this nigga did something good. This nigga was getting hot, three hots in the cot. We was out in the fucking street every day trying to maintain, hold down our families, taking care of him. This nigga calling
trying
up every
to
week.
Stay out of jail.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Niggas calling up every
you
week
don't
talking
get
about
no applause.
Yo, son, could
when
you
a person get out of jail because they
you
held
put
it down
on the commissary, son.
You ain't even did nothing.
They get
nigga,
a celebration. That shit is so backwards.
Niggas want to have a picnic for the nigga, take him out to the mall, get him a sweater. You know what I mean? Like, what? Meanwhile,
incredibly backwards to me.
Your man's come home from college.
You don't do nothing.
You shitting on this nigga like this nigga think he better than you. Like, this nigga was, yo, you know what he had to go through?
Right.
This niggas was eating top ramen. You know what I'm saying? Not eating.
Rough.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, rough.
Struggling. College is rough.
You got that college life,
if
bro.
If you don't got bread like that.
Let me tell you something. I moved all the way to Atlanta, didn't know nobody. And had to fend for myself, so trust me.
You 18, 19 years old in college, and you in there trying to get an education. Because if you got that shit right, you can contribute to your community. These do-nothing niggas in jail, niggas ain't got nothing to contribute when they come home. These niggas is a deficit. The whole while they in there, the whole, you know, and see what it is, niggas never talk about it like that.
Because
niggas is pussy, so they too busy, you know.
Celebrating that
shit. Yo, shit, right, came home. Because you know what it is? This is the difference. And this is the whole problem in our community. This is why I would kill niggas in these interviews. Is because here's the vital difference, the most important thing. A nigga from jail survives something that your punk ass think you couldn't survive. So you on his dick because you thinking about how you were scared you were going to get raped or beat up, catch a buck 50 on the side of your face, catch you a telephone pole. You thinking about all of this shit that you don't want to have happen to you. You scared. So if your man's come home relatively unscathed, you like, oh, this nigga's a superhero. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? So you want his dick. You want to hear them prison stories because they sound like bedtime adventure stories.
To you.
The nigga that's in college, you ain't trying to get that nigga no love because that's a nigga that did something that you couldn't do.
That's
the key. You could have done. You could have got that shit done. You could have handled your handle and got through that shit and put yourself in a position to take care of your family in a better life and live, you know, if that was for you. But you couldn't do that shit. So you hating this nigga for achieving in this world because you didn't achieve. You don't mind a nigga that come from jail because you on his dick because you scared of that nigga. But the nigga that's from college, you hate this nigga because he ain't no stronger than you, but he's stronger than you. So fuck that nigga. Fuck that he came home from college. That nigga ain't shit. And that's where that line was. Nigga come home from college. No, brother home from college, or that nigga ain't shit. Nigga come home from jail, or you all on his dick. Picnic and barbecue when it's celebrating for nothing. Even Africans is calling us niggas. Ain't that something?
It's true.
That's definitely true. Them Africans true. Do not respect us at all. Not and, at all, know, man.
And they should, but on another note.
What they've been through is tougher than jail. Okay.
So they look at us so like, what the fuck America are we doing?
Be like, what the fuck,
yeah, fam? Like, what the fuck we doing?
Sometimes they feel like we compromise our ideals to try to be something that we're not. And, you know,
I mean, you know, Africans,
yeah, no doubt.
Respectfully, this may be, it's going to still sound disrespectful, but it is what it is. But Africans got to bow down. You heard?
Oh,
because.
Why would you say that?
Why would I say that?
Yeah.
Yo, fam, you come in here and you looking down your nose as the people that have endured the harshest experience in all of the world, in all of history, for such a sustained time. No one has suffered what we've suffered for all of this time.
But did they come from, like, it started for them?
Family, they're coming from a space and place where they know their language, they know their tribe, they know their genealogy. They come from a country with that the largest true. And richest resources in the world. Everybody is trying to date rape. Excuse me, Africa, because Africa got everything. We got cell phones, the glass, the mineral that makes the glass. That shit made in Africa. Mm. Gold, diamonds, oil, food resources. Everything is in Africa. Mm. And these motherfuckers clusterfuck the entire thing. You understand what I'm saying? To the extent that they got to come to America to get educated. Why do you even want this education? This education is a supremacy education. But they got to come in because they haven't built those institutions that are of
it's
enough value.
It's what it represents, not what it is. It's what the education represents.
It shouldn't represent shit. That's because no doubt, you have no all doubt. The... If I got all the bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you're not telling me nothing.
At all.
I got the big house. I got the dopest car. I'm freshly dipped. I got everything. I don't give a fuck because you DJ. So what, nigga? Like, what? Someone's nigga DJ. So what, nigga? I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got everything I can buy somebody else. But nigga, we come up with our own DJ shit. This nigga's not that important. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that important. You understand what I'm saying? No one's that important.
Right.
So why is the most richest, fertile, best situation? Everybody's trying to go there.
Everybody's there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's there.
It's home.
And then you come in here to some place where you got human beings that were, by the way the story is told, right, is got... stolen. Yo, your children got stolen. Your people got stolen. You don't even tap in. Like, if you talk about them, they're not even tapped into the fact that, yo, niggas got stole from our homeland.
Facts.
They're not even engaging that part. Like, yo, these niggas.
Some of them gave them up.
These white people smooth stole our people and put them through horrors for 400 years. Do you realize in 400 years, that means at least. For 300 of them years, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
With 50 years being on either side, right?
Mm-hmm.
For at least 300 years, motherfuckers lived and died, and all they knew was that they were slaves.
Facts.
But check this out, though. So how about there is even something that the generations that come from that, we still feel all of their, like... there's a technical term for it, but we still feel like all of their anxiety, all of their PTSD.
It's genetic memory.
It actually passes down all the way from slavery.
Yeah.
And we still feel the effects of that to this day.
The thing about this, I'll go one up on you. Watch this. You know how a dog is really, at some point down the line, was a wolf.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you realize they done bred this animal down.
They're domesticated now.
Beyond domesticated, they done bred this thing down that a motherfucker could smooth put a little puppy dog, a grown-ass dog, could put it in a purse and walk around town with the descendant of a fucking wolf. Hmm. Because they bred this one, I'm put you this.
Right.
Do you realize...
grafting.
That is the black man of America.
Oh, wow.
Do you realize that that's what they did to us? They made you sleep that the two come together. The strong boy is thing, but the mother is a good breeder. They had a boy sleep with the mother to start generating more. Why do you think we better in athletics than them? Why do you think that we physically more stronger than them? Why do you think this is? Because they were breeding us. That's what white people are good at breeding. Like, they know how to put you together with this. They do it with all animals. And they didn't, they think.
Hugh Hefner.
We were just looking. Well, I don't know if that was Hugh, but I know there was some it was some billionaires was talking about the black women in Africa. And how everything
black
in
women,
them.
Period.
Yeah, that.
It was just recently, right?
Right.
That's not Hugh Hefner. Somebody.
It was somebody else.
He got his brown hair dude.
Brown hair dude, weirdo.
Yeah, I know
he's
an
other cat. And he was saying, they were saying how everything in the black woman they need. They got that black woman had everything that they need. There to was help a, them build up.
You put the DNA. They said we could swap our DNA to replace it with other DNA, and I guess they were trying to get a part of black women's DNA so that they can.
That's what they was asking them for their ovaries,
stuff,
for their ovaries, you know, and their period,
placenta.
It
says full of stem cells.
That's why. That's
everything.
Why you don't when you. Well, that. That's why when your woman give birth, right?
Mm-hmm. You ain't supposed to.
They hurry up and snatch all that shit. I'd be
yo,
gone.
Let me tell you, when my daughter was born, I, no lie, I told the lady, I said, wait. She looked at me, and she was like, whoa. Because I asked her, what y'all going to do with that? And she just got quiet. The doctor just got quiet. Yeah, like, what are you going to do with that? Like,
you supposed to be able to request to have it.
Yeah, all this.
Yeah, I held on to it for a minute.
Yeah,
I
was supposed to leave the hospital with it.
Exactly. Exactly. You are 100% right.
I want to put this where I want to put it.
Right, exactly.
Because this is a part of my wife's body.
Right, exactly.
Y'all don't get to walk away with
all that nutriments and everything.
And they taking that and they doing all of what they doing. You know, all that to say that, you know, black man in America has been through some of the most wickedest situations and conditions. And Africans sound awfully ignorant. And not all Africans believe this way. And not all Africans think foolish like this. A lot of Africans mature, understand what's going on, and empathize with the struggle and experiences of the black man in America because they understand what happens to them when they try to migrate to other places or need to escape from certain situations and circumstances. They understand what the white man is doing in this world because they have experienced his imperialism and his colonizing mentality and how he's conducted himself. So they're not, there's plenty of Africans that appreciate and understand us and love us. And so we don't want to talk about some little girl on TikTok talking off the fucking wall or some lame old coming in trying to talk slick because he figured if he shit on somebody, he can big himself up and get some ass or something. Because that really be the crux of a lot of that dumbass talk. But when you're talking to, like, you know, when you're talking to mature men and women, they understand what's going on. So let me be clear on that. So it's no slight against Africans. But when, you know, I'm good at, yo, if you got disrespect for me, I could point to all of your flaws, too. Like, I'm very much aware of what you was wrong with you, too. So we can have that dance.
That's dope. That's dope. We were talking about disrespect. Now, I'm touch on something that I saw earlier. Shout out to Daddy O when he was saying, what is hip-hop? Mm. All right, I'm gonna ask you, what is hip hop to you, especially with hip hop the way it is now? Did it evolve from the time from where you came
with
from?
The music part of hip hop.
Yeah,
we're gonna be specific.
We're not
to
gonna
music.
Talk about every
part
of hip hop.
Not every part.
If you say hip hop, that's too wide spanning.
Right.
You gotta talk about the we're music talking, of hip hop.
Well, you
from
know
when
well,
you started.
Well, consider this. From where I started, at that point, it was. All of it was hip hop. So all the five elements were intrinsically a part of hip hop.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Some stuff came and went out of style, like b-boying kind of went out of style for a while. So everybody wasn't really doing it heavy like that. And then, you know, it's come back in recent years, you know what I'm saying? At a higher level, you know what I'm saying? You know, graffiti. I went to high school art and design. You know, and so I it's ingrained in me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went there, I was my homeroom, one of my peoples in my homeroom was Kwame. You know what I'm saying? That's my man, you know what I'm saying?
Like, shout out to Kwame.
He's the person that got me to write down my first rhyme.
Okay.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? So all of this was so, and this is an important component. The reason why it's important is because, you know, how do we have a conversation about where hip-hop is at now without first acknowledging that what we did was different because the times in which we did it. First, we were crusading something that didn't exist.
Word, but yeah, man.
But I mean, saying, like, you know, there's some shit that we crusaded. So right. Our relationship to hip hop is different. Right. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, what I would say is this. I grew up without my father.
Right.
I didn't meet Boy Child about 15, 16 years old. And then even when I met him, Boy wasn't really trying to fuck with me like that.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? He was on another time. I get married. I have kids. I get married. Uh-huh. My kids never know a life without their mother and father. You know what I'm saying? Shorter when I had to take a trip someplace. Or right. She had to take a trip someplace. I'm fussing at them for their conduct. Their lack of appreciation for what they have.
Okay.
Yo, y'all wish y'all father did what? You know, I wish we did this. You wish you did this. You wish you had this. You tight because you ain't got a fucking... I didn't buy you an iPhone when you was X years old. Like, what kind of fuck shit is you talking about, my man? I'm saying, yo, you mad because
you're going to get paid.
I said, yo, you wish your father got you an iPhone? I wish my father. Period.
Yeah, I wish I could just say me and my father did anything.
You know what right. I'm saying? But here's the thing. They reality does not know my reality.
Right. Right.
Their normal is that they have a mother and father. So facts. They're starting from the space where, no, I got a mother and father. And
you don't even know what that's like to not have right. a father.
So I'm beefing exactly. about shit relative to having a mother and father.
Right.
I'm coming from a place, shit, I come from a place where if I needed to look something up, I went to the library and had to know the Dewey Decimal System. When I come in here and see all these little boxes and shit, I got chill went through my spine like, shit, I got to go through the index. Maybe you had to go through the index cards
yes.
oh, to shit. Find some shit.
We were talking about microfish.
Forgot about that
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
We're not even talking about microfish.
Microfish, yeah. Oh,
my God.
You said with the shit, the goggles on, like you like it was an Oculus or some shit. Like,
right, yes. Like what is this?
You're going through old newspaper articles yes. and shit trying to find some proof.
That's crazy.
Then you y'all go to, don't know
then,
that.
Then remember, we come from a time when the Xerox shit, make a copy of some shit. First of all, anybody had no printer in their house.
No, you had to go to the library.
Or you had to go to the library. Or you had to go to the or to the post office. Or every so often you would get like a corner store that had a little Xerox
that machine. Came way later. 10, 15 that came minutes. Way later.
That came, yeah, that came
way later.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Before that, though.
So before that, you had to go. You remember when your teacher used to have that shit? It was like a cylinder and it had ink on it, and she'll right. run them run shit like that.
Damn.
She'll run them tests on that shit like that.
Yeah.
We come from
the
that
Instagram
shit.
Machine or whatever it's called.
Yeah. No, not that. It was like this little, like it was like a carbon copy paper sort of thing.
Exactly.
And she'll run off the test. Yep. Like, whoop, 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 whoop. Like, oh, this the chest is coming out of the fucking cylinder.
Okay.
Fact. You understand? I remember that.
So that's we come from school. That time. We come from a time when if you needed to take care of some business, oh, you had to go to this. To the, you, this had to you had to go, like, for y'all, I guess you had to go to Ivory Tower or some shit like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
To go get the forms, sign the forms in triplicate.
Yeah.
Mailing bitches in and hope to hear from somebody in 2 to 4 weeks.
Right, hope to get something back.
You understand? How do you have a conversation with a kid that can get on his phone and do all that shit?
In a second.
Y'all have absolutely no reason to fail. Okay?
I would say that.
Y'all have YouTube, Google, you know what? I don't understand.
But they do. And the reason why is because their normal starts from here.
From that.
So
you put in so much work to get
built
to that.
From this, right. Our strength come from motherfuckers was, you know, making go-karts in the back, doing flips on pissy mattresses and shit like that. Like, you know, right. having a magic
courts out of milk crate,
playing some shit to do,
playing army with tree branches. Yep, and, you know what I'm saying? Like playing freeze tag and
boom,
shit
boom,
like
boom,
this.
Boom, boom.
You know what I'm saying? Like we coming from a different grain.
Fact.
So when we talk about that, we got to be mindful how we talk about hip hop. Mm. And young people, because we're talking about two different realities. Mm. And now, what we also got to be mindful of is that, yo, and Daddy-O alluded to this, is that, yo, these are our kids.
No doubt.
You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Here's another thing that's important. We came into this shit, and this is young people got to science this out, too, because they got to check themselves, too, because they too cock-strong about... How they, well, we breaking generational curses and all we doing, nigga, you not breaking nothing. You're not breaking generational curses. You know what you should be, what you should say you're doing, if you want some real shit, is you taking the ball further down the fucking field. Definitely. As you should. Mm-hmm. We got it this far. Y'all getting it further. But don't stand way on my further shoulders and piss on my head and tell me it's raining like I should be happy about that.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you didn't have to do what we had to do. My mother, who supported me when I first got into this shit, was helping me buy equipment, all of this shit. Right. She grew up on bebop.
Jazz.
Niggas was scatting.
Jazz. Uh-huh.
Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Niggas was all that old jazz soul music. Old, that type of shit mm-hmm. she grew up on. Ella Fitzgerald shit and Fats Domino and, okay, and Count Basie and shit right, like right, that. Right. She'd go to Count Basie, come and perform a stand now, she'll be out there. Oh, wow. Count Basie coming into town. She's singing songs like, I don't love you because your feet's too big and shit like that.
Okay.
And but I'm here on some old, you know, 2 years ago, a friend of mine asked me to sing. I'm coming from some, you know, a hip hop, a hip into the hip.
Yeah.
Grandmaster Caz.
So think about what we had to overcome to even make this thing that exists right now exist.
Right.
A lot.
We're the generation that had to bring something in that didn't exist and was that niggas, oh, that shit ain't gonna last more than a couple. That's just a fad. It's a fad. It's a $1 billion fucking industry right now. We did that. We did that.
Yeah, I did.
You know what I'm saying? We set the table for that.
Right.
How you gonna have you? Can imagine going to grandma's house on Thanksgiving or for Sunday dinner? Old girl been cooking since Saturday.
Right.
You heard? She been cooking since Saturday. Friday, Saturday, she started cooking.
Word.
You come strolling up there Sunday evening, sit at the table.
Uh-huh.
She bringing out the plates and all this shit.
Uh-huh.
And you saying some slick shit like, the way I put my plate together, y'all don't know nothing about none of this because what we doing.
Shit.
What the fuck is you talking about?
Okay,
you didn't even make none of this shit.
Grandma.
This is what I'm going to say to you. This is what I'm going to say in response to you on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, this generation, grandma is 40 years old.
Hell yeah.
Grandma wasn't 40 when we
was growing up. 35.
Thank grandma.
30. Grandma was much older than 40 when we was growing up.
But here's the other thing, though. Here's the thing.
And also, grandma on Instagram, just like her daughter and her granddaughter.
But here's the ill shit. Here's the ill shit.
They both shaking and twerking.
But you know what, though? If we had Instagram when we was coming up, it'd have been enough grandma doing that shit too.
Sure would have. Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. My grandma did not want to be a part of my generation.
No, because I did not. What we talking about?
Go ahead.
Is what we talking about? You gotta have to. We gotta be clear on the differential. We're not talking about even a generation in morality and ideology. What we're really talking about is niggas that's low on the totem, like low class niggas. And we chugging my niggas. This niggas is not on there doing that. I'm not on Instagram doing no lame shit like that. You don't see my Instagram. Like, I'm not on it. Like, my wife, you don't never see my wife on no shit like that.
Yeah,
huh? Okay.
I don't see V on Instagram talking no off the wall shit like that. She just not there. She ain't on that type of time. You okay. Understand what I'm saying? But you get a low broad that's like, yo, shorty come up from a low situation. Yeah, that's why she grandma at 40. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm grandpa at 50. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's not that, you know, it's not, we got to be clear on that. Like some of the behavior that we seeing ghetto-fied nigga behavior.
But, okay, that's to the point that you
and
made earlier.
And we
just
seen that same nigga
you
behavior.
Said
because I was
because
on.
Because we put that out front and then we want to make fun of it because that's why we putting it out front. Because we want to make fun of it, but we don't put the good stuff out front. Right. We only put that out front because we want to make fun of it.
No, because listen. Everybody wants to see tits and ass.
Right.
Right? But there's good tits and ass and there's bad tits and ass. But I'll take tits and ass either way.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So if I'm on Instagram scrolling, I don't think nothing of these broads is tits and ass in and out there. Like, I'm not like, you know.
Right.
I just want to look at tits and ass.
Gotcha.
Because it look good.
Right.
But I would never talk to these chicks in real life.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because there's a difference. You understand? Okay. So we can't confuse that there's a difference in things. There's a difference in what
feel
we
like
bang
there's
with.
A difference in the use of these social medias, right? We, as an older generation, we use it differently than the young generation.
Indeed. But here's the thing. But here's what's important. That's important. But here's another thing that's important. The fact is this. We come from a generation where we had to champion some shit that didn't exist, right?
Right.
Right.
Mm. Our kids come from a generation where we dress like them. We talking the same slang. We listen to the same music. We listen to the same music. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? We fucking with the same shit. Everything. We doing all the same shit. We into the same exact shit. Where's the fucking... Why is there a line between us? You know why? Because a system that exists to fuck us over is creating that line. One, the system said that, yo, you can't be X and age year old and you can't rhyme no more. Why is that? Why
are they trying to make... That started very early in hip-hop,
why,
though.
Why did, no, it didn't. It did not start very early in hip-hop. That's not true. And I'm going to give you facts on that. Mm. Number one, how was there ever going to be a 50-year-old rapper if we hadn't even got to the point that niggas was 50-year-old to be rapping?
Right, because people would say, how Chuck could you D, be 30 and be rapping?
Chuck D was wild old.
But he never revealed his age.
Chuck D wasn't young.
He didn't reveal his age, though, because it didn't matter at that point.
It didn't matter. You understand what I'm saying? But here's the thing. You don't get a 51-year-old rapper till you got a 51-year-old rapper.
No doubt. They got to turn 51.
So when you... But what it is, again, let's go back to that other shit we was talking about. You always going to have some lame nigga that feel like... You know, because it's a lame nigga that shit on other people to try to make themselves look good.
Right.
So you can't stand on the merits of your music. So now you're going to try to make a campaign about old niggas. Nah, how you look being 30 years old rhyming? And all these niggas that was saying that shit, right? Mm-hmm. Niggas is out here rhyming right now.
That's right.
Niggas is on Instagram right now. Talking about, so I got this new single coming out. Oh, nigga, wasn't you saying you weren't going to rhyme after 30? The nigga lame
right,
for the
right, that's true.
How stupid do you sound? Now think of this other shit. We're not even going to talk about how, in rock and roll, we let them, because that's not important, right? Because we don't need to compare ourselves to what the white man is doing and not doing for themselves. Here's the thing that's important and why you got to see that this is a problem. Family. The black man in America is the most immature black man in the world, in the diaspora. Despite what we've been through, which has made us culturally amazing. Like, we're an amazing people. We're an amazing group of people, right? Mm-hmm. What we've been through, what we've survived, what we've gone through, and what we've managed to develop through these hardships has been amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, our major export is culture. Our major export is music, style. You know what I'm saying? Our general swag. Anything that we touch, we make that shit fly. Right?
Right.
Okay, now, you have the most immature black men in the world promoting a sound that's built on words. Listen to this. Listen to what I'm saying to y'all, because this is heavy. What are words? How do you, if I told you, I'm kind of giving you the answer, but if I told you to break down the you know, this word right here, what would you have to do? You would, you know, like kids go to a B, something.
No, you spell
B.
it out.
Phonetically,
right. Spell it.
Break it down.
Spell it.
Spell,
it.
A spell, right?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. So words are?
A spell.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Think of the Bible. Where's the first line? When the first line's in it? In the beginning, there was the what?
Word.
The word.
The word. All right, boom. Anytime you've ever heard, like when you've ever been exposed to witches and stuff like that, like from being a kid and hearing about witches and witchcraft and stuff like that, you always heard them do a spell. And how did that spell go? It would be like it starts with abracadabra, or they would say rubble double, toil and trouble, fire
yeah,
burning, cauldron
right.
bubble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That shit rhyme, right?
Right.
In Islam, right, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right, when he was given the Quran, he was illiterate. But the Injil said to him, recite. What do rappers do?
Recite.
We recite.
Right.
And he started singing. He started speaking. The first thing he said was the Al-Fatiha. Audhu billahi minash-shaytanir-rajim. Bismillahir-rahmanir-rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Rahmanir-rahim. Maliki. That rhyme, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
So now here it is. You got the black man in America communicating at a level, it's not like poetry. Robert Frost, two roads diverged on the yellow brook, and be one traveler along I stood to where one lay at the undergrowth. Yeah, all right, cool, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? You know, all right, yes, Maya Angelou, yeah, you dope. But you can never fuck with me, Maya Angelou. Uh-huh. You can never fuck with me, Robert Frost. You can never fuck with me, Aesop. You can never fuck with me, none of y'all. None of y'all. None of y'all. I'll write circles around you. And I could do it to rhythm. I'm rhythmically applied poetry. So I can put my shit in beats of four. I'm subdivided six syllables. Syllables to beats. Now check this out. In Islam, they don't want you to listen to music that have you know, like our harmonies and stuff like that, because right. it's intoxicating. That's why when you go into church, you might not even be fucking what they talking about in church. But that motherfucker get to singing that song. Oh shit, you ready to you ready to get sanctified. Fuck the knowledge of self. You ready to save. That song is so, they didn't sing that shit so good. Yep. You ready to be saved.
You're right.
And here it is, rappers is speaking words in the pocket of fours.
Right.
And yep.
Subdividing and subdividing syllables. Genius level shit.
Right.
Right. Speaking words.
Right.
Which we know are
spells.
Mm-hmm. To the entire world. Right?
Mm-hmm. Easy.
So whatever we saying goes.
Right.
Motherfuckers is falling in line.
Easy.
We the most important black people in the world. Mm. How the fuck did that happen? Culturally, we're driving the whole world.
I don't even know how powerful we are.
Right?
Facts. Very powerful.
The entire world.
The sons and daughters are slaves. Mm-hmm. Right? So what do? They tell you, yo, nah, you shouldn't be rhyming at after so-and-so age. Because right. if you rhyming after so-and-so age, oh, that's this and that. That's the third. We not signing nobody that's so-and-so age because ain't nobody said. Meanwhile, they'll sign Najee. If he need another deal, he can sign. If motherfucking Guns N' Roses decide to drop a new album, motherfucking gonna sign that.
They gonna be like,
you know, they gonna sign that shit. But they not gonna sign you speaking the words. And check this out, and check out why this is. Because God forbid a black man that been through some shit, and been, he done seen fire and rain.
Right.
And he get on this mic, and he start speaking that truth.
He gonna be on some,
on this mic. Don't let this motherfucker get in any situation where he can start building with these young heads, because nothing succeeds like success. So if an old head win,
right,
these mm-hmm. young cats is gonna fuck with him like, yo, fuck with boy, yo, uncle, yo, what up, son, yo, what up, yo, mm-hmm. Ah, my nigga, what's mm-hmm. up, what's good, yo, da-da-da-da-da, give you some right knowledge, mm-hmm. yo, oh, wow, yo, uncle, I appreciate that, da-da-da-da-da, I'm trying to be like you, unk. What? That's imagine what happened to us as a community if some shit like that happened. You think this shit is by chance? And that's what the real issue is. The real issue ain't got nothing to do with young niggas. Oh, these rhymes is whack. Oh, they mumble rap. That's bullshit. They not mumble rapping. Mm-hmm. That shit that Migos brought into the... Because Migos is one that brought a lot of the sound that we know right now. What they singing, what they doing, whether they meant to, mean to, knew to, or whatever, guess what? That shit is genetic memory. Listen to the fucking cadence. Did the dibble zibble da, did the dibble dibble da, zibble da, zibble da, 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 da. What does that shit sound like? That shit sound like fucking African drums. Boom, boom, boogie, doom, boom, doo, doom, boom, boom, doo, doom.
Right, on a triplet.
And then check the shit.
Like Kuti.
That was how they was communicating. Overseas, put the drum in the water. Boom, 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 doom, doom, doom. And niggas was knowing what was going on all the way across the world.
Through the vibration.
So here it is. You got young people tapping into genetic memory. They're not even focusing on the words. They're not even focusing on the spell. They're focusing on the rhythms. Because the rhythms is even deeper than the fucking spell. Because the heartbeat is a rhythm.
It sure
Your
is.
Breathing is a rhythm. Mm-hmm. Are you running? If you ain't got no headphones, before niggas had headphones, motherfucker be running. And that you be hearing them footsteps and that breathing be right with it. Be like, it's a song.
Right,
motherfuckers was in them slave days surviving, going. Old man got to keep moving, got to go around. Like, that's what the rhythm is.
Right.
So, we can't shit on them.
No doubt.
What we gotta figure out as what we've gotta do as older heads is we gotta win in our circle so that when the young heads see us shining how we supposed to shine as grown fucking men and women, right? Mm-hmm. Not concerning ourselves with what children are doing.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When we talking about young people getting their money. Now, how that sound? You shitting on the nigga for a paper route? This nigga got a paper route. You mad at this nigga? This little nigga out here selling papers. You shit. I remember when I was selling paper back in the day. Nigga, I used to put the shit on the door and wrap it up with it. Nigga, what are you talking about, my man? You ain't supposed to be even... What the fuck is you talking about?
Stupid.
That's this crazy-ass conversation you having. The conversation you're supposed to be having this shit. Son, yo, we about to do this thing. You know what I'm saying? We had a nice little lounge. Da, 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 da. That's why when I had Flow was the way Flow was. Because it was meant to be someplace where you felt like a fucking grown-up.
Right.
But you was chilling. So that young niggas could come by and be like, I'm trying to be like uncle.
I'm trying to get like Unkin.
I'm not your OG. I'm trying to fuck with you. I'm, yeah, I'm trying to be like you, OG.
Yeah. When I grow up, I want
to
go.
I have something to inspire you to.
Right. When I grow up. Right.
That's right.
But here, what we doing? We sitting up there. We not even providing them nothing to aspire to.
Right.
We
right,
just
right.
mad because the fucking system is not giving us what the system should. We don't even want from the fucking system. I'm not striving to be on none of these radio stations having no conversations about this shit. Right. For what?
Right.
For what? What am I even on there for? I'm trying to be here at the Boom Bap Hour.
Fact.
No doubt.
Because y'all niggas just talk. We
you know
contemporary.
Who we talking to. Okay. Right, exactly.
I know that if anybody watching this is listening to this, whatever, these niggas is in the same wavelength I'm in for the most part.
No doubt.
You may not like me personally. You might not fuck with me personally, but we on the same, we from the same tribe with this shit.
Facts.
So if I'm saying some real shit, you might fuck with boy after like, yo, Cool Kim was on there. I ain't even really, but I was listening to what boy was saying. He was on point about some shit. I don't agree with everything. That's why everybody always say, because they want to sound like you on your dick. But you're like, yo, I don't agree with everything he's saying, but yo, he made some real points. I bet.
Word.
So what the fuck is I'm worrying about what Shorty Wop and them is doing? If the only thing I want to worry about is having my shit together so I present well in front of my sons and daughters, you heard?
Mm-hmm.
And when they do come see me, I got something to show them and tell them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was doing a whole lot of studying about like older generations and younger generations and unifying hip hop and, you know, basically, you know, like what can, you know, like the younger generation learn from the older generation and how can they come together, right? So, you know, so Pete Rock, right? So he basically like was saying at one point that he wanted to ban like some of the younger generation's music, like for instance, like drill music that's in Brooklyn, right? Whatever like that, right? Oh, so stupid. Here's the thing. I'm thinking like, okay, so we went through, you know, as an older generation, you know, Lou Campbell getting banned. You know, nobody liked him. People was thinking, you know what I'm saying?
No, like somebody liked him. Thing. He was selling.
No. I'm not saying nobody liked him. I'm just saying the people who were judging him were saying that, oh my God, he's like the worst thing ever. But, you know, we got a whole, everybody was loving it. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can't stop somebody who's trying to basically communicate what's in their environment. Like right. what Nina Simone said, you know, like it's your artist's responsibility to say what's in your environment, right? Like, right. and if you... And even like T.I. was talking about it one time, like if you want to change what an artist says, you got to change the environment that they're in, right? So okay. basically, they're going to reflect whatever's around them. Right. So, I mean, was that a, do you feel like it's basically dividing the generations by saying, okay, well, we want to ban your freedom of expression, or should we unify on an issue and say, no, that's not really the way to go because... They always accuse the older generation of basically, like, you know, kind of shutting them out. So if you ban them, that's just, you know, kind of
that shit is just
adding
ignorant.
To that division.
It's just ignorant. It's just ignorant. It's just some ignorant shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Pete Rock is a great producer. You know, I don't know that Pete Rock is one of the great thinkers of our time. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not sure that anything that he would say. On those levels. I've never really heard him have a dissertation on those issues. And I'm not saying that he got to be some college professor. I'm just saying that I've never heard his build where I thought to myself, he is a thought leader for me. You understand what I'm saying? Yo, ultra talented dude, pretty cool guy. Respect dude. But, you know, everybody not, just because motherfucker was that dude at one point in their life don't make them qualified to have a point of view on an issue. Doesn't mean that I'm qualified to have a point of view on an issue. What does qualify me is the fact that I did have a youth mentoring program called PEMG for young people ages 10 to, from ages, basically it was high school age, but we had one young lady, she was 12, her name is Bree. She's out in Japan doing a thing. And I did do that work with the community. I did that. Right. And I did teach them hip hop. And I taught them the hip hop that we say that we love. And I watched old niggas get these kids their ass to kiss. You understand what I'm saying? I begged people to just give them a listen because they were so dope that I felt like, yo, if you give them a chance, I'll never rhyme again because that's how certain I am that these kids are dope. And I watch people shit on them. And then you know what I watch them kids do? Say, fuck that shit. Hmm. And they went and did, I moved down here, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They, they succumbed to the what we talking about we don't like.
Right.
Well, who fault is that? Is that they fault or that Pete Rock's fault? Because I know that I hollered at him. I hollered at everybody. So what the fuck is we talking about? You know what I'm saying? Who are we shitting on? Like, mind your mouth. when we talk about certain shit.
Okay.
You a fucking absentee father. Talking about kids you ain't raised.
Oh.
And you got the nerve to say shit about them. Like, mind your motherfucking mouth.
That's exactly my point. It's like, where was the mentorship? Like, when was Pete Rock trying to reach out to, like, the producers
like,
that came after him?
He's got to show me, like, for somebody to talk that shit.
Or was he trying to compete with him?
I don't know. I think he was trying to compete.
For anybody to say shit, right?
Right.
Because, see, this is the thing that I know. Niggas don't be trying to hear me because they think, you ain't succeed. Nigga, I have had multiple number one records. Absolutely. I have had three. I'm on my third go around at this shit. Niggas can't get one going.
Yeah,
I've done
this three fucking times.
You heard? I've done it in a time when it was analog. I did this shit. I did this shit when it first broke digital. I did this shit. And I'm doing it now at 50 fucking 1 years old.
Wow.
And you like broke the barrier for, I mean, people always talking about, you know, hip hop from Staten Island, and y'all were the first. Y'all was talking about Wu-Tang. Y'all was the ones.
You were the first time you heard Wu-Tang. You heard it come out of my man's mouth. You understand? So what's we talking about? If you can't show me, you gotta be able to show and prove before you can start talking.
That's right.
If you want to talk about young people, I could talk to you about young people because I've been an advocate and an activist for young people. I protested on their behalf. They have like, hundreds of them in my home when I had Blackbird Fly for young ladies ages 10 to 21, where we was taking young ladies and we was giving them, yo, we was having people donate gowns from all over the fucking world. Wow. You know what I'm saying? I would be on Facebook begging people to help us support. We raised like $6,000-$7,000 a year and we have a 2-day event.
Wow.
And the first day was all workshops. We have social service workers out there. Armed forces come out. We had a civil court judge would come out, and then that civil court judge would give these kids internships. You had to get out of like John Jay to get that kind of internship. We had high school girls at the fucking civil court, landlord tenant court, helping to make decisions on who could stay home. You heard?
Yeah.
And then the next day was a gala ball. These young ladies had never wore a gown, their hair in an updo or high heel shoes.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? And we would have sisters who come out, black hair care. Shout out to my sister Phantom Know It. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because she was out there, boom, beautiful queen with beautiful afro. She would come out and she would teach them how to, yo, put this in your hair, boom, boom, boom. Had them young ladies shining.
Okay.
Okay.
Little girls ain't even know how their hygiene game wasn't correct because that was the situations and circumstances they was coming from. And they was getting taught right knowledge. I could talk to you about this real shit.
Hey, yo, Kim, man. Your energy is high up there. But before we go, because I want you... Look, we got this thing called Bars for Your Mind that we do, right? I want you to come out there and do your thing if that's possible.
Man, you know, all right. So
if
this
that's
is,
possible.
It's always possible.
If that's possible.
I'm going to tell you something. You know, here's the one thing about that. I have such a hard time remembering my verses.
Get out of here.
Yeah, man. Because I've been writing so many rhymes lately. It's hard for me
But hold
to
on. You got this new joint out now. My condolences.
Yeah.
You can just perform that.
I mean, I got...
Shout out to that. You can just perform that.
I could send y'all the instrumental. We could do this shit for real if you want to.
Yeah, oh,
Matter
wow.
Fact, hold on, we can do this really real. But you know something? Y'all wanted to ask me something about my relationship with Augusta, too, didn't you?
Yeah, so before... How much...
We cutting it close.
I tell you what, we're going to do a two-part of this right here, man.
This could be an addendum.
Exactly. We're going to do a two. We're going to come back on that one, definitely. But definitely send us that My Condolences... But we definitely will want you out on the Bars for Your Mind at the Soul Bar, man.
Oh, you want me to do Bars for Your Mind, the show?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought y'all wanted me around right now. I was like,
oh, you could go off the head. If you wanted to do that, you could have went off the head.
Come to the...
All right, so I could kind of discuss both issues with that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I was hesitant about it when you first presented it to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, nah, you know, I mean, let me think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, like, I fuck with you.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Because I did my thing that I was doing, and you and your wife came out, and we had a good time.
No doubt.
I don't know what niggas is out here saying about me, because I ain't in the streets like that, and I don't give a fuck. You heard?
Right, right.
But I do know niggas is out here saying off-the-wall shit about me. Even niggas that's supposed to be cool with me from my grain.
Wow.
You heard?
That's crazy.
it go back to when I was first moving out here. This clown.
I'm gonna keep it a hundred.
So I come out, like I go on the on Facebook, I go on the Augusta hip hop scene thing.
Right.
So I'm like, yo, what's up? It's Cool Ken from the UMCs. Yo, I'm moving out to Augusta. Yo, where's the hip hop hat? I wanna connect. I wanna vibe with y'all brothers. Now mind you, I'm fresh off of doing PEMG, doing a whole youth mentoring program. Goodness. So I have basically, I'm coming to Augusta, right? Me, a number one recording artist. Right. I'm coming to a one horse town, Augusta. Let's call it what it is.
Okay.
Ain't shit popping here. Ain't nobody coming here because this shit is just rocking. No, yo, let's go to Augusta. This shit popping. Nigga, ain't nobody talking about none of that shit. Niggas is calling, this is, at work. Niggas from Augusta's calling this place Disgusta. And I'm like, nah, don't call your shit Disgusta. Live your shit like it's dope. What the fuck is y'all talking about? Mm-hmm. This is me coming here.
Right.
So I'm saying, yo, I get on this message board and I'm like, yo, where it's at, man. I want to connect with y'all brothers. I want to get some hip hop shit. Let's vibe. Right. I'm coming down with my equipment. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's vibe.
Right.
Now I'm in happy go lucky mode.
Right.
Here Clown Boy come out, and it is what it is, because I didn't ask this nigga to do this.
Okay.
So niggas can feel however they want to feel, and niggas can feel however they want to feel about it. Let's be clear on that.
Go ahead.
You heard? Because I'm gonna stand on that shit.
Okay.
You heard? Here this nigga come on, yo, what's your plaques? How many, this nigga trying to grill, like he grilling me. Like, nigga, wait, my man, who the fuck are you?
Who this, Yannick?
Yannick. I'm like, yo, who the fuck is this?
Wait, he in Atlanta now, right?
I'm like, yo, who is this nigga?
I don't know where he at, right? Ahead, he's not in Augusta.
So I'm like, yo, what kind of shit is this? Like, yo, like this is some crazy shit. So this is before trolling was at the level where you could just like know to be like, let me just delete this nigga. Like, fuck this nigga. I'm going to block this nigga so I don't even talk to this nigga.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, like, yo, what the fuck is your problems? And I'm like, yo, why, you know, what's going on here? Like, I'm like, yo, this is your man? Like, this is your peoples? Like, what the fuck is up?
Right.
I'm coming out here. I'm just trying to connect with y'all. What you niggas is talking about? What's my marketing plan? What's my budget? What the fuck is you talking about? Who are you?
Okay.
Wow.
I'm actually in the industry. Right. I have number one fucking records.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm a humble dude. But I really, anybody like, yo, fam, y'all seen firsthand how I give it up.
Yeah,
you see how respectful I am with everybody, how thankful I am and appreciative of people doing shit for me.
You a legend in hip hop.
Fuck all that legend shit.
Dog.
Fuck all that.
Classic
that.
Records.
No, fuck that, because that's not what, I've been in rooms with people that didn't know who the fuck I was. That doesn't matter.
Right.
Wow. The quality of a man is built on your integrity, how you treat people regardless.
Okay.
I don't got to be nobody. Mm. I come to the cypher as nobody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I wait my turn to rhyme like everybody else.
Wow.
I don't think I deserve nothing else from niggas because I'm so-and-so.
Right.
Because I've been in places where that don't mean shit. I know that humility. So I don't disrespect people that way.
That's
but
good.
I'll be damned if you're going to carry me.
And disrespect me.
And disrespect me. And I know that I actually did do some shit.
Right.
And you haven't done anything.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, that shit is disrespect. And I'll be a punk ass nigga if I carry it. Like, I let niggas carry me like that.
Right.
Whoa.
And I'm not that kind of dude. Like, I'm a very calm nigga. Like, I'm not no troublemaker. I'm trying to avoid trouble. But I'm not, you're not carrying me. I don't give a fuck who you are. Understand this.
We got to wrap up.
I know you got to wrap. So understand, when I get down here, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't even fuck with none of that. I tell niggas, I'm not even fucking with none of y'all niggas. I'm good. I'll keep to myself.
This is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
And then, now, I do my thing on Open Flow.
Right.
I remember that.
Mad humble. I'm not from here. I ain't go to the three high schools that you need to come from for niggas to know you.
Nah.
That's true, because I suffer from the same
He suffer from the
affliction.
Same thing.
Go ahead.
You heard? Yep. So I'm humble with my shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to build a business. My wife is next door. We trying to build a business, trying to do something.
Yep.
We trying to add on, because the reason I moved to Augusta was I was like, yo, this place is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's got so much fucking potential. I want to come in and add on. Something my man, something this cat Baruti that I know said to me, he's from my town or whatever. This nigga's like, yo, he remember he saying some shit about having been there, and this one old woman said to him, yo, what did you come in here for? And he was like, yo, I want to contribute. She's like, good, welcome to Augusta. And I was like, yo, I'm going to have that. That's how I'm coming here. I'm coming to contribute.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I have know-how. I have ability. If I move to Africa, I will come to Africa to contribute, because I have know-how and ability from being in this country that might facilitate growth. Mm-hmm. That's how I felt about being in Augusta, humbly. You understand? So I started Flow. It's a business. And the fucking business requires things like logistics. You understand?
Right.
Marketing plans.
Right.
It costs money.
Definitely.
You got to pay taxes.
All that.
Rent,
all.
So if niggas come into my shit on some willy-nilly shit, I'm not fucking with you.
Right.
What's the fucking problem? What you don't understand? Son, come to me correct. Right. You can't come to me and want to be like a nigga want to DJ at the show. Like, I'll give you an example. Niggas, this was a big thing I had with niggas. Niggas would want to DJ at Flow. I'd be like, yo, come through, come fuck with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm with it. Like, yo, let's figure something out. Let's put a plan together that we can both win. Why can't we put a plan together that we can both fucking win?
Right.
Why is that a problem? You know, a plan that we both win may not benefit you, and it may not benefit me wholly.
Right.
But if we come with a plan, that's something that we can do over a series of time. That but I'll commit to this shit.
Gotcha.
I ain't going nowhere, so let's go.
Right.
Right? Niggas will be coming in here talking about, yo, well, you know, I got to get, and there's nobody in this room, just for clarity. So it, niggas be calling, yo, it's about $1,000 for me to come and DJ. Nigga, look how, this shit, my Flow is as big as this fucking studio.
Not making $1,000.
How many, I ain't got $1,000, nigga.
And I'm like,
who's going to come here and going to buy $1,000 worth of drinks because you DJing?
Right.
Nobody. So how do you even have that price point, son?
Right.
You're not making sense.
It doesn't.
Man,
that's bad business, son. Like, let's make it make sense, son.
Yo.
So niggas would be
this
so fucking
is
swole
crazy
because
this is crazy.
And then niggas is, I don't know, we gotta cut. I could just
yeah,
because
we gonna make this a part two. We gonna slice this.
I'm gonna just say this. Like, I'm gonna just say it so I don't never gotta say it again because I'm never speaking on this shit again.
All right.
You know, this is one of the reasons why I came on here. You know what I'm saying? Aside from that, fucking Charlotte Longway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I was like, yo, I'm gonna speak on this shit because this shit is crazy. Yo. Shit would go on in this community. We had, all right, so downtown, we had Flow, QP's Dollhouse, the other bars that was here, Humanity Tree House. Something was happening. You was having a little black mecca starting
to
happen.
Black ownership.
You was having a black
Wall
Street happening.
Black Wall Street was being built.
All niggas had to do was work with each other. When Boyd had this shit, I forget the names of these shits, and that could have been a few years. But the dude that had the bar that been there for a while on this side of the block down
Flame.
There.
Flame.
Nah, it's the other one.
Eric, you talking about Tribeca?
Tribeca.
Boom.
Okay.
He came to Flow one time, you know, trying to see what's what, what he heard about it.
Yeah.
So I sat down with this nigga. I said, yo, fam, competition is none. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what we here for, son.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Let's work
let's together. Build
together.
Right, exactly.
Let's figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, fam, you winning already. Like, so this is, you could deal with it or not, but I'm saying, yo, we got an opportunity that people's coming now because they hear something happen.
Right,
it only
something.
Works for all of us. Let's find a way to cooperate, son. Like, let's just stop. Now, we don't got to consolidate.
Right.
Let's just cooperate.
Right.
Same with all these other people. That was my spiel. Let's cooperate,
like,
son.
Everybody can eat.
Everybody can eat.
Everybody
if your plan,
eat,
if you have a build, like, listen, in a building, In the building of a business, there's what's called the jerk season. All right. So the jerk season is, yo, you starting like, yo, you got your podcast, you're doing your thing, you're building it up, it's coming together, you know what I'm saying? But somewhere in it, it's not right now, it's not generating the, I'm not saying it specifically, but I'm just saying it conceptually.
Right.
Like maybe right now it's not generating the revenue, the podcast itself, to facilitate paying this one and that one to come and do the things that you need them to do to really build this out. So you kind of got to sell niggas on the idea. You know, it's the jerk season because you got to kind of get niggas to do shit for you for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's understand. And that's only because most of us go into business endeavors with no real capital or resources to support what we're doing.
Yeah.
So we have to do that. Your price is a little high because you're doing your thing, or your service is a little shoddy because you just had to get your cousin to come through and help you out with this shit.
Right.
So it ain't what it could be, right?
Right.
All right, cool. That's one thing. But if you're building, if me and you, we building inequality. You got a thing you doing. Y'all got your podcast. I'm doing something as an artist right now. Yo, let's work together on something. Let's do something. Boom, boom, boom. We should be able to put together a plan that neither one of us get jerked. If the plan don't look, make it so that, yo, look, how do we do this so this works for both of us, that we could both get what we want to get out of this situation effectively.
Right.
Then this shit is not a fucking plan. It's you using me. You know what I'm saying? It's you disrespecting me.
Right.
Or me disrespecting you.
Right.
That's not a fucking plan.
So that's how that shit went down.
So that's what people, what would happen is because I kept it plain with people. I'm not about all that. I don't do the like, you know, I don't do that. Like, that's one thing I ain't doing in New York with all that cat daddy shit. Right. Trying to talk circles around niggas in front. Yo, son, I'm on the phone with Puff right now. You talking about we going to go to the game. We going to the game. We'll fuck out of here. That ain't what's really happening. What's really happening is, let's go in the studio. Let's work really hard. Let's put together some plans, some logistic shit to get things done. And you know what, niggas would ghost that shit. Why? Because it said work. And people can't work. They don't want to do the actual work. Niggas want to fantasize. And if you tell them something that ain't got nothing to do with their fucking fantasy, niggas get mad at you. I ain't come down here with that fake Southern kindness shit. Yeah, where I'm going to bless your heart bullshit. When I'm really, I'm smiling in your face, but I'm really calling you an asshole on a humble.
You're fucking,
you know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, nah, yeah, yeah, yeah. But really, I think you ain't shit. Like, it's country dumb. But you're not dumb. You're slick. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm not about that time.
Right.
I'm talking to you on some real shit. What's up? Because guess what? I'm going to tell you what it is. Now, I end this thought on this. Y'all remember one time I was at a concert. Matter of fact, Jazzo was just talking about this shit in this documentary we posted up. I was at that concert, all right? Because we was performing it. 5,000 motherfuckers in the audience. Naughty by Nature performing jazz. Yo, fucking all the big stars in that time. 91, 92 era. Okay. You heard? Everybody was there. Yo, son, I'm in the dressing room. It's not much different than this. A little smaller than this. You know what I'm saying?
Packed,
I'm sitting in there, and in the background you hear boom, 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 boom. Like you're hearing the sound of somebody else rocking shit.
Right.
This shit is, these niggas is going crazy up there. You there with your peoples. You like, yo, this shit is gonna be the fucking dopest day of the night. We're gonna kill this shit. We're gonna kill this shit, right? Let me sit in there, they got their little waters, their little fruits and stuff like that. You there with your friends that you fucking grew up with. You never thought y'all would be here. And yet, here you are. It's some West Bubble fuck place you never thought you would be in your life. Because if it was just based on you and what you had to do, you could never get to some place like this.
Right.
But here you are, in the middle of this shit, and 5,000 people chanting shit, going crazy. And all of a sudden, they knock on the door. And you like, yo. Your adrenaline start rising. Because what? The stage manager comes in. Hey, UMCs, and you guys are up next. So be ready in about 5 or 10 minutes. All right, bet. All
right.
Everybody's like, all of a sudden your breathing is just a little, it's heavier, B, because this shit is really happening. You're about to go on stage in front of 5,000 motherfucking people. You're going to sing them songs that you wrote at the fucking lunch table at your high school.
Damn.
All right?
Damn.
That's what you're about to do.
Right.
The shit that you was beating on the tables making. You about to sing this shit in front of 5,000 people. And you and your boys, y'all get together in your little thing, and y'all say your little thing, whether it's a prayer or it's whatever it is. Whatever y'all say to get yourself fired up. But y'all align yourself in thought because y'all about to go to war. And next thing you know, the door knock again. UMCs, y'all are up. And y'all walking through. You're walking through the motherfucking hallway. Going towards backstage. And as you're walking through, you see the other acts coming, the acts that came off the stage, they off, the niggas is just milling around. Yo, kill that shit, God. No doubt. You fired up. It's like you coming out the tunnel of a football, out of the Super Bowl.
Right.
And you're standing at the side of the stage, right? And your man, your DJ, he come out. You know what I'm saying? He set up. He got y'all music. He's controlling all of that for y'all. He's pivotal in how well the show goes. And he get out there. Ain't throwing your intro. The UMCs. Yeah. And the crowd's like, oh, shit. And you standing there with your man's like, yo. And your heart is fucking pounding, bro. Your heart is pounding. You feel like your gums are bleeding because there's so much adrenaline. And, yo, you don't know this feeling.
Right.
You understand? And the next thing you know, the intro song, the shit that you about to, the intro song that's going to come out to comes on, bam, bam, and you come out, yo, and the crowd's like, oh, shit, and niggas is wilding out, right? And then you hit your hit song, the song that everybody knows you for.
Right.
And you saying your shit, hey, yo, back to the nest at the foot of the tree, one for the hype MC, the cool in me, and then you point the mic into the crowd, and the nigga grab the mic, and be like, the Cam, the cool in, I'm this nigga singing your rhymes to you.
Wow.
Who the fuck is going to get in front of another man and bullshit about that? It's the greatest feeling you'll ever have in your life. How I look talking to you on some sideways shit about some real shit like that.
Right.
It's the greatest feeling you ever have in life. You don't know that feeling. You don't know that fucking feeling. That shit is better than anything. It's better than sex. It's better than drugs. It's better than anything. I've been saved. I done had all kind of feelings that I felt like wash over me. Nothing competes with that shit. Ever in your fucking life. Achieving
that's
your dreams.
Fucking hip-hop.
So I'm going to talk to you and be bullshitting you? I'm going to talk to you and play games with you. I'm going to talk to you and it's not going to be about some real shit, knowing how real this shit could be. Are you fucking nuts? Never that. And if a nigga feels some kind of way, then fuck you, my nigga. Straight up now, because you're a fake nigga. Because I would never talk to no next man about what's real. A motherfucker's dream. This is your dream to do this. I would never talk to you about your dream and not keep it 100 with you. And I talk real talk to you, have an honest dialogue with you, a frank dialogue with you, and talk about what we really could do and what we can't do. Because that I know what that shit feels like. And I would never deny another man from having that fucking experience in my life. And if a nigga can't handle that, then fuck that nigga. Because that nigga's a fake motherfucker. And that is why niggas don't like me. Because niggas be fake. And they feel some kind of way when a real nigga talk to them about real shit. Fake niggas always hate when a real nigga talk real shit.
That's some hip hop shit.
Okay.
Now we gonna end it on that right there. We gonna end it on that right there because that was so.
That was.
I hope y'all feeling that shit, Augusta. I hope y'all feeling that
now. But that's all right though. Y'all can be mad.
Don't be mad.
Your friendly neighbor. I tell you this. If you feel anywhere on the way, go get my new single. It's called My Condolences.
My Condolences.
I send my condolences to all y'all, to everyone opposing this. See, what I notice is the ones that hate the most is just fake friends. The ones that hate the most is just dead ends.
That's what we saying. And that's like how that. We pause out. For your mind, baby. It's the Boom Bap Hour. Hey, yo, Kim, where they can find you at?
Yo, catch me out on CoolKim_NY all on Instagram. From there you can find all my shit because I'm dropping a new YouTube.
You already know what time it is.
Find me there.
All right, man. We out. It's the Boom Bap Hour, baby. Peace.
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 Woo, that shit was crazy right there.